Palestinian Threads and Stitches celebrates the living diversity of Palestinian identity within the Western Australian community. Handmade, traditional tatris embroidery pieces are stitched together into a single cloth, just as the stories of the women who made them are stitched together with the common threads of identity. They bring new life to memories of their old land.
This project started as a metaphorical act of stitching together our stories against a reality that divides us.
As I welcome you into the Noongar Dreaming Track, the Whadjuk, the Balladong and the Yuin. Also, for thousands of years, my people, as I call in the ancient rainbow serpent, to the Palestinian Community Association here in Perth, I give you this welcome in my language. I know you all speak different languages, but our language has been here for 60,000 years. It was taken away from us when I was a boy, put in a government settlement. I'm in my 80s now. We picked it up, we start to learn. The missionary said it was evil to talk our language. It was very sad. I was in a Catholic mission. So today, as I welcome you onto the Noongar, Whadjuk, Balladong and Yuin Dreaming Track, is all associated with the Rainbow Serpent and the Dervil Yurig and the Swan River.
Welcome to Understory, this 11th day of March 2020. I'm Elizabeth Poe. Today on Understory, we are at the exhibition launch on International Women's Day. We begin with the welcome to the Palestinian Association, offered by Noongar Elder Uncle Ben Taylor, greeting all who'd come along to the Midland Junction's Arts Centre on Sunday.
My grandmother used to tell me to make a fire when I was a boy on the Swan River. She said, make a big fire and we'll call in the spirits. And in there was a rainbow serpent that we knew as our sacred one.
The MC, Hiba Elfara, acknowledged the welcome.
I would like to do acknowledgement of country in our own Palestinian dialect, in Arabic, but in a Palestinian dialect. I would like to start by acknowledging that we are all meeting on the ancestral land of the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation, whose cultural family ties to this ancient land have never been ceded. We pay our respect to the Noongar elders and story keepers of the past, present, and those emerging long into the future. May we as guests here tread lightly on this land and listen to the stories still waiting to be told. تكون خفيفة نسمع قصصهم نحترمها مثل ما بدنا الكل يسمع قصتنا ويحس فينا.
Two groups made stateless. Diaspora Palestinians and Aboriginal people, both grappling to find their identities and making adjustments to their lives, forever changed.
I now present to you Samia Jabour, Chair of Palestinian Community of Western Australia. She is the lead project coordinator.
Amongst the group of Palestinian women that met here in Perth, we realised the diversity of our stories and the importance of weaving those stories back together. Now, the women that have been part of this project, they've each grown up in profoundly different social and political contexts. The Gaza Strip, the West Bank, as a Palestinian citizen of Israel, as refugees, some stateless, some not, in Lebanon, in Jordan, Egypt, North Africa, Gulf states, and Australia. Some of these women have grown up under military occupation. Some were born in exile. Some were born on the land of their great-great-grandmothers. Some grew up in cultural isolation, longing for a home that they couldn't reach, while others grew up under the oppression of a home that they needed a military permit to leave. Some are citizens of settler colonial states. Some are stateless refugees on their own land who have never known the freedom of owning a passport. Some are Muslim, some Christian, some agnostic. Some are learning English as a second and third language. One speaks Hebrew, one is learning Arabic. Now, this kind of diversity is typical of the contemporary Palestinian identity since the fragmentation of our society in 1948. But what's important about this project is that it's very rare for there to be an opportunity for us to share our stories in a considered way, in a supported way, and weave those stories back together, which is what this project has done. So all the women that you'll meet here today, they've been through a lot. To carry this Palestinian identity in this time in our history, it's not been easy, wherever they've found themselves in the world. That the Palestinian people have been disproportionately affected by political decisions that other people have made about them. And political decisions are entirely man-made. Now, I won't be going into the full history of the Palestinian situation here now, but for you to get the most out of your experience here today, it's important that you keep in mind this key fact, that in 1948, the Nakba, as we call it, the catastrophe, was when our land was declared terra nullius, a land without a people for a people without a land. The state of Palestine was abolished and 80% of our people became refugees. The majority of Palestinians alive in the world today are not permitted to live in Palestine or modern-day Israel, even though it is our ancestral land. And most are not even allowed to visit. So some of the women you'll meet here today, Palestinian women, have never been to Palestine and cannot go to Palestine because of a series of political decisions that means they don't carry a passport that allows them back home.
For most of us who automatically acquired nationality at our birth, our relationship with land, with this land, is something we can easily take for granted. Having a legally recognised identity, a sanctioned connection with the land, gives us the right to go to school, to see a doctor, to get a job, to open a bank account, buy a house, or get married. But stateless people must struggle to do any of these things. If we review this list, we can see that Noongar people and other Aboriginal groups across the state, at one time or another, have been effectively stateless, despite being born in Australia. The right to go to school? Even in the 1950s, an Aboriginal child could be barred from attending school if even one white family objected. Getting a job and opening a bank account? Successive state government agencies controlled the lives of Aboriginal individuals and said what they could do, and even systematically stole wages. Buying a house? Aboriginal people were rounded up into missions. How about getting married? Something you could do as long as you got permission from the Aboriginal protector.
Our next guest speaker is someone I and every Palestinian here in Australia feel an owe to. She has always been a great supporter of the Palestinian people. She lived with them and decided to give them a voice. Because of her true belief in humanity and great sense of justice, she paid a very heavy price. In the last 2019 Australian federal election, and although that happened, she never backed down on speaking the truth, no matter how hard they tried to silence her. She chose to be the voice of the people she's seen suffer, even if the price was going to be a seat in the parliament. On behalf of every Palestinian, I thank you. And welcome you, Melissa.
Melissa Park, Minister for International Development in the 2010s, is currently one of the United Nations Group of Eminent Experts on Yemen. From 2002 to 2004, she worked in Gaza with the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East. Melissa Park.
Mahaba. Shukran, thank you all for inviting me here to share this wonderful celebration of International Women's Day with the Palestinian women and men of Western Australia. Thank you, Uncle Ben and Daniel, for that beautiful welcome to country. I too would like to acknowledge that we're meeting on the land of the Whadjuk Noongar people and pay respect to elders, and it is so important that we do that, particularly today, that the strength of connection between Indigenous Australians and the Palestinians is extremely strong. Both peoples have experienced dispossession from their land, massacres, injustices existing to the present time that have not only never been properly acknowledged by the perpetrators, but have been actively and shamefully misrepresented in history. But, as we know, both peoples have continued, in spite of this, in spite of all of the injustices, to celebrate their deep cultures, and cultures that remain strong and vibrant. And this Threads and Stitches event showcases the beautiful embroidery that women have been making for centuries as part of the rich tapestry of Palestinian culture. And as I mentioned, the stories that go with them are so important. These are the threads that bind families and communities together through the generations and in difficult times, as the Palestinians have experienced for the last 72 years. When I worked with the UN in Gaza, I worked alongside Palestinian women who shared with me their hopes of living a normal life, for their children to be able to pursue lives of dignity while living in a Palestinian state. I saw how, in the face of ongoing hardship, they would respond with a shrug, saying, "What we can do, it's the occupation." They got on with their lives, even while terror rained from the sky. They organised weddings, they danced and celebrated the significant moments in their families' lives. But there were all too many funerals as well. So today, let's remember the women in Gaza who died from breast cancer while they waited for permits to receive treatment outside of Gaza. Let's remember the women forced to give birth to their babies at checkpoints in the West Bank, some of whom didn't survive. Let's remember the millions of refugees in limbo for decades as they are prevented from returning to their homes in Palestine. So this event ensures that we remember those terrible things and remain firm in the desire for justice. But this event also ensures that we remember all the wonderful things about Palestinian life and culture that make it worth fighting for. It reflects a voice of courage and strength that speaks even as there are increasing attempts to silence that voice. Well, we know that your voices will not be silenced, and we know that the voices of those who support you will not be silenced. So, Mabruk, enjoy this Threads and Stitches International Women's Day.
Today we celebrate International Women's Day, the opening of an event, Palestinian Threads and Stitches, in Midland.
My next speaker is Samiha Alwan. Samiha is the lead editor of the publication, the book that you hopefully will buy today, and one of the core group leaders, the facilitator for our creative English writing. I'd like you all to please welcome Samiha Alwan.
Being born and raised up in Gaza, especially during the past 15 years, where Gaza has become the world's largest open prison, where a population of 2 million Palestinians are frequently subjected to large-scale military escalations, bombings, and the ongoing deprivation of basic human rights to movement, to education, to medical treatment. This has been my story for so long. A couple of days ago, Miral, a 10-year-old Palestinian girl, passed away on a hospital bed in Nablus in the West Bank, deprived the comfort and the embrace of her parents. Her parents were not given a military permit to accompany her to her chemotherapy trips to Nablus, only 2 hours' drive away from Gaza, where her parents were. In 2016, I was also denied the comfort of family when my mother passed away as a cancer patient
See, she was also denied the right to medical treatment. Let us remember this as we walk in this space today. As we celebrate the strength of our women, the strength of our community, let us remember that these stories of the rupture, the forced displacement, of return, these are not just stories of the past. These are not just memories. This is not collective memory. These are our stories of home today as we live it. These stories you'll be reading today are manifestation of the scale of pain, the scale of trauma that has inflicted all of us, that exists in all of our stories of our home, Palestine. In Abla's story of the tree, in Samia's journey of return, in Hiba's nostalgic vision of Palestine, her fairy tale story. We have born in different geographies and realities, some of which were harsher than others. But every single one of them is important. And here we are today meeting in Perth, a land which sovereignty has not yet been ceded, to stitch and write the threads of our Palestinian identity. But where do we even start? How do we start writing that? As the creative writing facilitator of the workshops, I wanted to begin by reminding everyone of the materiality of Palestine, that Palestine is just not an idea. It is a concrete geography. It is people, it's food, it's culture. It's a whole social system. It is not a paradise that we all dream of returning to. I wanted them to see the Palestine that I lived in, one that sometimes is cruel, is violent, is sometimes smelly and uncomforting. I wanted them to know that it is okay to not idealize it or romanticize it, but I was always reminded that Palestine as an idea, as a nostalgic construction, as a fairy tale, is also instrumental to our identities as displaced Palestinians, to our contemporary experiences of forced displacement. But Palestine as a geography was always there in the workshops, in all our meetings. When we started, we had a chair empty for Massa, who was in Nablus, visiting her family back home, reminding us that Palestine, we were here talking about Palestine, but she was there also visiting Palestine. It was there when Samia went home to honor her father's last wish, and when we stitched together the patterns on her dress so that we can go back with her. It was there when Hiba returned to Palestine for the first time during this project, for God's sake. So for us, this is not just a patchwork of single and diverse traditional patterns of Palestinian embroidery.
Palestinian Threads and Stitches features the work of Duaha Abdullah, Randa Abdul Jehle, Rusiala Bazlamit, Abir Taur, Hiba El Farah, Samia Jabour, Sabrina Odeh, Samiha Olwan, Batul Nairat, Abla Ruhayel, Rana Salaj, and Massa Tufaha. I'm Elizabeth Poe. Thanks to Adrian Glamorgan for this week's Understory programme. And finally, thanks to Noongar Elder Uncle Ben Taylor. Join us online, podcast, or meet up next week for Understory, Radio for the Planet.